Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 89. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 61. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. 85. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ongoing drought conditions and concerns across the state of Kansas and the lower water levels of many of the reservoirs across the state, the Kansas Water Office says it will be hosting its regional advisory committee meeting on Tuesday, June 13th in Topeka, Kansas. WIBW reports that according to the regional advisory committee, they are set to discuss certain goals regarding updates on the state's water education efforts and potential messages to the KWA. They say the meeting is open to the public, where you can find meeting materials online at kwo.ks.gov, or you can request a copy by calling 785-296-3185. In other news, the Jackson County Sheriff's Office has arrested 55-year-old Christopher Elmer on certain theft charges. His WIBW reports that it was part of an ongoing investigation where he was arrested for burglary, theft, and criminal damage, and is currently being held in the Jackson County Jail as the investigation is still ongoing. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
The Kia Summer Sales event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In June, see why the all-new Kia K5 leaves our competitors in the dust. Ready to upgrade your Nissan Altima, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, or Ford Fusion? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new K5 and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today, with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine prints and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old sedan and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia K5 today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty valid till June 30th.
The Lawrence Police Department is reminding the community about the ongoing fentanyl crisis across the state of Kansas and the country. As KWCH News reports that according to the police department, they say so far just in the last week, one person is dead, one in critical condition, another one just being released from the hospital following suspected fentanyl overdoses in three separate places in the community. They say all three overdoses were unrelated between Monday and Tuesday. As the first call happened around 9:30 on Monday night, where a 39-year-old man was pronounced dead at the scene after an overdose of fentanyl. The second happened after 10 p.m. where a 19-year-old was taken to the hospital in critical condition, with the third case coming around 4 a.m. on Tuesday morning, when a 39-year-old woman had received severe doses of Narcan before officers arrived to find her breathing and with a pulse. Law enforcement is reminding members of the community not to take drugs that you're not familiar with or haven't gotten directly from a doctor. And if you are concerned about fentanyl, you can get free Narcan to try and save a life, from the Douglas County Citizens Committee on Alcoholism. Mid-America Network News.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the relatively high gas prices across the nation and here in the state of Nebraska, the state legislature, before they wrapped up with their session last year, ended up passing a bill that would make E15 more widely available at gas stations across the state. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, that Legislative Bill 562 made E15 fuel more available for consumers, as the bill would require gas stations and other motor fuel station dealers across the state to advertise and sell the E15 in at least half of their pumps at newly built stations, or by replacing more than 80% of the pumps at their existing sites in different locations. They say, however, that smaller gas stations across the state would be exempt if they choose to file a statement with the Nebraska Department of Agriculture. According to the Nebraska Ethanol Board, they say that ethanol is the third largest commodity in the state's agricultural industry right now. As they try to utilize the product, they say the goal of the bill is by 2028, gas stations would be required to have at least one E15 pump if the statewide ethanol blend rate is less than 14% by 2027.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
When you're a military veteran caregiver, you start younger and care longer. You manage situations other family caregivers don't deal with. That's why AARP provides a military caregiver guide. It contains critical information that caregivers of military veterans need. This free resource is available along with a lot more. No wonder nearly 6 million veterans and military families are AARP members. AARP, on a mission to support veterans and military families. Visit aarp.org/veterans today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Sam Waymore Days kick off Friday evening with a block party downtown from 6 till 9, featuring carnival games, bounce houses, a mechanical bull, and more. Sign up for the Little Tigers Tractor Pull is downtown at 7, starting at 7:30 Friday. A flea market and vendor fair run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Arbor State Park. Saturday highlights include a pancake feed at the community center, 7:30 till 9. 5K, 1 mile, and predict run begin at 8. Parade starts 10:30. Free swimming at the Wymore Pool from noon until 8 Saturday. A cornhole tournament begins at noon. The Railroad and Welsh Museum will be open. A scavenger hunt starts at 2. J&M Liquor will host a band. And Saturday evening, a movie under the stars starts at 9 at the Arbor State Park, with fireworks to follow in Wymore. A fatality May 9th in Washington County involved a tower climber who fell from a cell tower near Hanover at 2701 20th Road. Authorities were called to the scene, and the county coroner confirmed the death, and a routine autopsy was performed. The incident was ruled accidental or may have been related to equipment failure. Identity of the worker involved was not released. Arrest of two juveniles and an adult in connection with a burglary at the Lakeview Sports Complex in Marysville were made following a May 31st incident, with some $300 in money and snack items taken, as reported by Marysville Sport and Recreation, which operates the concessions. Marshall County Community Band Summer Concert Series begins Thursday evening at 7:30 in the Kester House Gardens, downtown Marysville. Themes for each week's performance, scheduled Thursday evenings through July 13th, will vary. Audience members may bring lawn chairs or blankets for seating. The performances are free and open to the public. Anyone interested in participating may join rehearsals each Thursday evening at 5:30 in the Marysville Junior Senior High Band Room. For information, contact Director Meg Baker. Summer Concert Series begins this evening at 7:30 in the Kester House Gardens. Marshall County Extension Agent Susie Latta speaks of a voucher program available for qualified individuals and families to support healthy food choices through farmers markets.
This senior farmers market coupons is money that comes through the United States Department of Agriculture, and the purpose of the program is to increase the consumption of older adults that are a little lower income with eating more fruits and vegetables and honey. You get $50 in there in $5 coupon that they can give to the vendor. The other purpose of it is to encourage farmers market vendors to sign up for the program. It brings in more dollars to their stand.
Targeted towards seniors, anyone interested should contact their local county extension office.
In case we would just really get a run, we only have so many coupons, so it is a first come, first serve, but in the past year, 5 years or so, we've never run out of coupons, so just encourage people. You do need to be a senior, and in this definition, senior means age 60 and older. So you have to be over 60. So over 60, and if your birthday was just yesterday, well, you can sign up today.
A reminder, flowers and decorations should be removed from the Marysville City Cemetery by Monday. They will dispose of those left Monday, June 12th. Neola F. Woolbrandt, age 87, of Marysville, passed away May 30th. Graveside service is planned Friday, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Neola Woolbrandt. Jimmy L. Tate, age 76, of Waterville, passed away May 31st. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10:30 at St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Rosary at 7 p.m. Friday, with visitation noon to 7 on Friday. Family will greet friends from 6 to 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Jimmy Tate.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some sunshine early on today, then a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. More showers are possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s. Slightly cooler on Friday, scattered showers still possible, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And rain showers continue throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s. Temperatures cooling down as we head into the weekend, some showers and thunderstorms likely on Saturday, still some sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. And showers will continue over Saturday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More showers continue still on Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. North winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And more showers early Sunday night, then partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. Just sunny throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s and partly cloudy Monday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature early June, 84. Record high on this date, 102. The average low, 62. And the record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
Is your garden good for gossamer wings, a magnet for monarchs? Some advice on luring butterflies next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 8th, the 159th day of the year. Architect Frank Lloyd Wright was born 156 years ago, and Milton Berle made his TV debut on this night in 1948. One of the most rewarding sights for any gardener is to find that butterflies have found a welcoming place in your backyard. Here are the primary ingredients for a butterfly haven. Water is a necessity, but not just any pond will do. Provide thin films of water by spraying pavers on a hot afternoon or putting pebbles in a shallow saucer. A source of nectar is vital, and flowers with open, flat tops make for attractive landing spots. Daisies, black-eyed Susan, and marigold are all good choices. Consider wind conditions, too. Your butterfly garden should be in a calm, wind-sheltered spot where they can peacefully flutter about. That's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with many issues being addressed in Washington, D.C. constantly, some in the agricultural community feels like they're not being properly addressed with some of their issues. However, Dan Newhouse says one of the biggest issues facing today's farmers that's getting more and more attention continues with farm labor. The chair of the Western Caucus says there's a growing level of awareness and urgency among many members of Congress.
We passed a bill in the House this spring, and there's a group of senators that have taken up the mantle of the Farm Worker Modernization Act and have been working very well together, bipartisan group of senators, and we'll continue to work with them to do all we can to move the legislation through the Senate.
He said the process may feel slow and frustrating at times, but says that more and more conversations about addressing the worker shortage are taking place in Washington, D.C., and says they're also working on the economy challenges in the agriculture industry. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Shocker basketball has turned the page to a new era with head coach Paul Mills now at the helm. Coach Mills looks forward to continuing the winning tradition of Wichita State basketball and knows we have to do it together with your help. Join Shocker Nation in Charles Koch Arena for the 2023-24 season by purchasing your season tickets now. Call the Shocker Ticket Office at 316-978-FANS and join the fight for Wichita with head coach Paul Mills. That's 316-978-FANS.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute released the baseline update for U.S. farm income for 2021. And the report shows that higher commodity prices are contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. farm income.
Different stories for different commodities. On the grain and oilseed side, you know, we are seeing very high prices for the crop that's being harvested right now. Expect those prices, you know, to persist for most of this marketing year. But assuming we have normal crops here and around the world in 2022, and assuming we don't have some new major demand shock, we could be looking at lower prices for crops harvested in 2022 and future years. That's obviously negative on the farm income side. Hog prices are incredibly high in 2021, much higher than anybody might have anticipated a year ago, but those are expected to come back down to earth a bit in 2022 as well. On the other hand, cattle prices probably have some more strength in front of us. The demand has been very good for cattle and for beef.
That was Dr. Pat Westhoff, the Director of Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
If you need a tractor that's small but mighty, Can Equip in Marysville has just the ticket. The Workmaster 25S subcompact tractor from New Holland. With 25 horsepower, a three-point hitch, rear PTO, and mid PTO, it handles chores a garden tractor just can't. Plus, this economical tractor gives you deluxe comfort and simple two-pedal operation that makes it easy to mow, load, dig, grade, and more. Stop by CanEquip in Marysville to learn more about the Workmaster 25S.
The 38th annual 8-Man All-Star Games are coming to Beloit on Saturday as the best players in the state will square off in a battle between West and East. One of this year's participants is Isaac Detweiler of Axtell High School for the Division II East squad. He took a look back at his career, and he's excited to have an opportunity to play in this weekend's game.
What stands out the most is the success we've had as a team. 3 out of the 4 years that we've been in high school, I've been to the state championship game, fortunate enough to win 2 of them, and it's a great honor to be selected among the top 40 athletes in Division II across the state. It's a great honor to represent the town of Axtell and my family.
Catch Isaac Detweiler of Axtell and the rest of the 8-Man Division II All-Stars and the 8-Man Division II All-Star game Saturday morning at 9:30 on KNDY.
Are you mechanically inclined and like working with your hands? Do you enjoy seeing a finished product come to fruition that started out as a raw piece of steel? Landall in Marysville is looking for you. Currently hiring welders, assembly, paint, and fabrication. Competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus based on your gross weekly wage, an excellent benefits package that includes comprehensive health insurance, life insurance, paid time off, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Apply online at Landall.com or contact them at 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability welcome.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
From the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
Head down to the 38th annual 8-Man All-Star Game, Saturday, June 10th at Trojan Field in Beloit, Kansas. See the finest 8-Man players in the state of Kansas, including Evan Bussing and Isaac Detweiler of Axtell, Josh Zarbenicki of Hanover, and Alexander Hull from Frankfort. They'll buckle their chin straps in a battle between West and East in the 8-Man Division II All-Star Game at 10 a.m. Can't make it to the game? Listen to KNDY AM 1570 and FM 94.1 Saturday at 9:30, or listen via the World Wide Web at 8manallstars.com. Also, catch the 8-Man Division I game on 8manallstars.com with coverage beginning at 1:30 p.m.
Reduce time spent mowing while improving the health of trees and shrubs with a few minor changes in your landscape design. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Eliminate tight corners and narrow spaces that make it difficult to maneuver the mower. Edge the beds to keep grass out and eliminate hand trimming. Rent an edger or use a shovel to create a V-shaped trench around the garden. Fill with mulch to create a nice edge for the mower wheel to travel upon. Create large mulch or planting beds around trees and shrubs. Incorporate individual plants into larger planting beds. Mow the grass inside the bed short, cover with newspaper, cardboard, and a layer of wood chips. Now you just need to mow around one bed instead of several small plantings. Plus, you eliminate the risk of damaging the trunks with mowers and weed whips, and these permanent plantings will thrive once the competition from the grass is removed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow.
The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
In 1939, two major movies were released at the same time. One was Gone with the Wind, one of the most popular movies of all time. Interestingly, the other movie went on to be proclaimed the most watched movie ever released on film. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In 1900, Frank Baum published his book, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. It was quite popular, and he wrote many other books. But it was not until 1939 that the movie version of the story was released, a movie that would go head-to-head with another classic.
That movie, it was supposed to be this huge hit. Gone with the Wind was actually competing with it at the exact same time.
Caitlin Stubeman shares the story from the Oz Museum in Wamego, Kansas.
The Wizard of Oz itself went about $1 million over budget, which in today's money is just astronomical. And so it didn't do as well as they thought. The adults went to see Gone with the Wind. The kids went to The Wizard of Oz.
The 1939 movie release put the story on the big screen. But what truly began to help the story build momentum was something that began in 1956.
It wasn't until the movie came on television one time a year that it truly gained momentum again. And with that, merchandising came out and truly helped make it an everyday household name. And now it's the most watched film of all time.
It would be decades before movies could be rented and watched at home. The fact that The Wizard of Oz was on television around major holidays every year for many years made it something generations grew up with.
Most people now talk about how they reminisced that what The Wizard of Oz to them, it meant family. It meant togetherness. And it was completely appropriate for a grandma to watch with the toddler in the family and not worry about whether or not it was going to be appropriate.
You can watch the TV version of this story by following American Countryside on Facebook and YouTube. Traveling the Countryside in Wamego, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a personal property and vehicle auction for Crownover and CNC Auto Sales Saturday, June 10th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1107 Pony Express Highway across from Valley Vet Supply. Selling collectibles as well as vehicles. They will be selling a 12-foot low-line aluminum John boat, 55-gallon self-contained four-wheel sprayer, a number of antiques and collectibles, including a Kuad saddlery, Calker City saddle. Vehicle sale at 11 a.m. It included 2005 Chevy Trailblazer 4x4, 2014 Mini Cooper Countryman, 2006 Lincoln Navigator, 2003 Dodge Ram 4-door 4-wheel drive pickup, plus numerous other items. This personal property auction with vehicles, some antiques, and miscellaneous for Crownover and CNC Auto Sales will be Saturday, June 10th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1107 Pony Express Highway, across from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
We all have those ugly spaces in our yard where nothing seems to grow. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Try planting an edible ground cover for looks and for something good to eat as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Like most people, I have bare space or thinning grass underneath a few of my trees. No matter how hard I try to get the grass to fill in, it doesn't work. But another option is an edible ground cover. You make use of the space and sneak in something good to eat at the same time. Charlie Nardozzi is a national garden consultant and coach. He says what you plant will depend on soil conditions and the amount of sunlight that reaches the area. Blueberries, lingonberries, and cranberries will thrive in acidic soil under full sun. If the spot is partly shady, herbs will do well, especially mints.
Peppermint, spearmint, English mints, and they like a more neutral pH soil, so they'll be very adaptable to all kinds of trees and shrubs. They will, of course, spread. If you want something a little more tame, you can always do creeping thymes or creeping oreganos. And all of these are great additions underneath a tree or a shrub because you can just harvest them as you like, and they'll continue to stay green all season long.
Slopes can be another frustrating part of the yard, but Nardozzi says a culinary cover crop will work there, too.
If you're in a warmer climate, some of the creeping rosemaries, for example, the prostrate rosemaries, that'll kind of spread down and turn into a nice little shrub. That could be a nice little addition to a slopey area that you don't want to mow and you just want to turn it to something that looks attractive but doesn't have a lot of maintenance to it. So a plant like that, for example, may do really well there, and you can, of course, use the clippings of the rosemary for cooking.
Alpine strawberries, creeping Oregon grape, and even sweet potatoes are options. Try different lettuces, kale, and Swiss chard for edging. If possible, don't limit yourself to just one variety of plant. Experiment with several tasty ground covers. They'll quickly fill in a bare spot. Learn more about edible ground covers at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Close to a closer one with thee.
Have you ever worked on a challenging jigsaw puzzle? It can feel overwhelming at first. We start with no clear idea of how everything fits together, but as you piece the puzzle together, you begin to see the bigger picture. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Managing your finances often works the same way. At first glance, financial management can seem daunting or even disconnected. Each piece of the puzzle represents a different aspect of your financial life, from income, protecting against the unexpected, investments to estate planning and charitable giving. It takes patience and focus and a willingness to tackle the various pieces one at a time, but with persistence and attention to detail. If you're feeling stuck or uncertain, remember that God sees the bigger picture and you can trust Him to guide you. And consider connecting with a financial professional. They've helped many people put together their financial puzzles and can help you understand how the different pieces fit together.
An Iowa farm group is on a mission to make farms more resilient. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Resilience, sustainability, those are just two objectives of the group known as Practical Farmers of Iowa. Executive Director Sally Worley says the organization encourages farmers to change things up a bit.
We want all farmers to feel welcome at Practical Farmers of Iowa. So we are working with the main base of farmers in Iowa who do raise corn and soybeans and working with them to add diversity through cover crops as well as small grains. And small grains would give us quite a boost for our economic and ecological goals here in Iowa and help us provide more food to Iowans.
Worley says Practical Farmers has talked with a number of food companies interested in having Midwestern production sources.
I do think that they're being pressured by some of these crises as well as by social feedback that they need to do better. And I think that working with us is a good way to help work on that supply chain.
Worley says most of Iowa's traditional crops are exported from the state. She says Practical Farmers would like to see more ag production consumed locally.
I think the potential is there. I think the actualization of it isn't quite there yet.
Learn more at practicalfarmers.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it is Thursday, June the 8th. Marketing and sales in the beef industry have changed significantly over the last 20 years, and there's more utilization of online and video sales. Jack Ward, Executive Vice President of the American Hereford Association, explains.
Over 2 million head of feeder cattle in 22 were sold through video sales, right? When you start doing that and buyers or consumers aren't necessarily seeing the product before they buy them, you have to be very honest with them up front. Ethics and integrity are so vital.
The bottom line, Ward says, is putting integrity and ethics at the very highest level when doing business. Ward also talked about how technology has progressed in the industry over the years, aiding in generic advancements.
When I came to Hereford 20 years ago, we were running genetic evaluations twice a year. It took about 3 weeks to get the data put together and cleaned up to put into the evaluation. It took another few days to actually run the evaluation and then to look at it afterwards.
Today, Ward said AHA, along with many other beef breed associations, run genetic evaluations weekly.
Today, we and most all other beef breed associations run genetic evaluations weekly. And within those genetic evaluations, we not only have pedigree information and phenotypic information, we also have progeny information and now genomics, a set of markers that go in there. It's all used at the same time simultaneously, and we do those weekly.
Ward says the industry will continue to receive pressure to produce more with less, so advocating for that product is critical.
You got to be at the table. You need to have somebody at the table to share that story.
And that's a look at your Ag News for this Thursday, June 7th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Netflix series star Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium, is bringing his live show, An Evening of Hope and Healing, to you. Plus, live... ...77, another breath of fresh air for Mentor Visions.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Rain that falls between cutting and harvesting hay may impact quality and yield. There are ways to manage wet hay on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
The saying goes, make hay while the sun shines, but there's always the chance that rain will disrupt the process. Dan Undersander is an extension forage specialist at the University of Wisconsin. He says the effect that rain has on hay quality and yield depends on how much rain falls and timing in the haymaking process.
A light rain, like less than half an inch, will probably largely shed off the windrow. Be some moisture uptake, but not so much. If your hay gets rained on near to when it's cut, it'll have less impact. If it gets rained on near to when it's dry, then you will have leaf shatter. So the point is, it's better to have it in a windrow, generally speaking, if it's going to get rained on, than it is to have it laid out flat.
If the hay was almost dry when it rained, he says to use a hay preservative and bale it a little on the wet side. However, if bales are too wet, mold can grow and give off heat, creating a fire hazard.
You can reduce this risk by not stacking the bales.
That's why some people make bales and let them sit out individually until they have, quote, cured, unquote. All that that means is you're waiting for the heating to stop, because individual bales have more surface area, whereas a stack insulates itself and gets hotter. So if the bales are a little bit on the wet side, leave them set individually and then stack them a couple weeks after they're made.
Another strategy is to make smaller bales. Because they have more surface area to volume than larger bales, they will not get as hot. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about what to do with wet hay at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now. July corn is at 612. That's up 7 3/4. September corn is at 526 1/4, up 1 1/4 currently. Kansas City wheat for July, 805 3/4, and that's up 17 3/4. Kansas City wheat for September also up 17 3/4 at 803 3/4. July oats up 14 at 358 1/4. September oats at 360 1/2. That's up 11 3/4. July soybeans up 2 3/4 at 1364. August soybeans 1277 1/4 currently, and that's up 10. Taking a look at cotton for July, 84.79, and that's down 22 cents. Cotton for October, 84.09, that's up 47 cents. Live cattle for June, 180 1/5, that's up $1.07.5. Live cattle for August, 173.45, that's up 25 cents. Feeder cattle for August, 239.97 1/2. That's up 87 1/2 cents. Feeder cattle for September, 242.80, and that's up 52 1/2 cents. Taking a look at crude oil for July, 71.33. That's down $1.19. Crude oil for August, 71.46. That's down $1.15. Gold for June, 1969. That's up $26.30. Gold for August, 1979.60. That's up $21.20. Silver for July, 24.36 1/2. That's up 83 cents. September silver at 24.58, and that's up 83 cents. Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 151, S&P up 19, NASDAQ up 148. That's a look at your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Need feed? Check out Candy Grass 2, a BMR 6 sorghum Sudan grass that's highly palatable, has low water requirements, and tastes great. Just ask the cows.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2822. 36 Kaufman Seeds.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges every day. It's who you are. But those challenges, they can take a toll. Stress, anxiety, depression. It may be hard to talk about, but how you feel is worse. And just like in your operation, ignored problems will only get worse. You take care of so much. Take care of you, too. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the
Stockman. If you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling, 2-year-olds, for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. At the end of April, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly signed bipartisan House Bill 2302, which will go into effect July 1. K-State Associate Director for Agriculture and Extension and Director of K-Care, Susan Metzger, reviews the House bill and how it could impact water in Kansas.
Kansas is really quite unique that our water resource challenges are diverse. So in western Kansas, we're groundwater sourced, and that groundwater source, the Ogallala High Plains Aquifer, is a limited resource. So we know that we need to conserve that resource going into the future. And in eastern Kansas, we're surface water driven, so a system of streams and reservoirs that provide the water resources for our communities and industries. And so in eastern Kansas, conservation is important, but also addressing water quality concerns.
The financial resources provided by this bill will contribute to helping Kansas not lose their water resources.
We know that if we were to do nothing, if we wouldn't have these resources available to us, that 50 years into the future, the Ogallala High Plains Aquifer in Kansas would be 70% depleted, and our reservoirs in eastern Kansas would be 40% full of sediment, impacting our storage. And so these dollars help us tackle those challenges.
Metzger breaks down the allotment of finances for the 5 years and how they'll be used.
If you were to add up all the parts and pieces, it's closer to $80 million in the first year of it. It's spread out over a 5-year time period, a commitment with this bill. But in the beginning, there's also $52 million that's dedicated to the retirement or payoff of debt in our federal reservoirs in northeast Kansas. And that should be important to all of the citizens in Kansas, because by paying off that debt, the citizens of Kansas have more of a say of the use of that storage for the benefit of the citizens of Kansas, especially along the Kansas River corridor. But then in future years, above that $52 million is a commitment of $35 million that comes from the state general fund. So of that $35 million, $5 million of that's dedicated to what they're calling a water technical assistance fund. And then another $12 million of that $35 million goes to the water project grant funds. And then you can, if you're counting up all the money of that $17 million, the balance then of the $35 million goes to other high priority water resource projects.
That was K-State Associate Director for Agriculture and Extension and Director of K-Care, Susan Metzger, with how House Bill 2302 will contribute to water resources in Kansas. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
He takes me to the places you and I used to go. He tells me over and over that he loves me so. He gives me love that I never got from you. He loves me too. His love is true. Why can't he?
Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.